So the 40 years ago today when John Lennon was shot, Howard Cosell, and this is how I found out about it. I remember being a young teenager and watching this Monday night football game. It was a really good game, too. It was like, I think, the Dolphins and the New England Patriots.
How could you remember that?
It just came down to the wire. You know, it's one of those things in your life where you always remember where you were when you heard it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so ABC had been sitting on this for a couple of hours. What happened was, the story behind the story is, a producer just happened to be at the hospital because the producer was in a bicycle accident the night that John Lennon was shot. So the producer, nobody knew it was a producer for ABC.
Right.
So he's sitting there and he's listening to the police right next to him talk about the slain man next to him, John Lennon. And he's got this information. And you remember, this is, you know, we didn't have Twitter, Facebook, your phone with, you know, alerts, nothing like that. So they were trying to double and triple check the...
Yeah, make sure it was not just some John Lennon from Manhattan.
Exactly. So finally... After they were sure, they told Howard Cosell to go on the air and break the news to the nation. And then all the other networks followed. And if in this short clip from Monday Night Football, December 8th, 1980, you hear Frank say to Howard, "Howard, you should tell them what we already know here in the booth."
Ooh. Oh.
And that's what he was... That's what he was referring to. Listen to this.
Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank?
Indeed it is.
So that's how the news got, you know, how they made news that night to 20
crazy.
Million people watching
that's
the game.
Crazy.
So, you know, if you were old enough. Carrie, where were you, in Ball State?
Yeah, I just remember hearing it on the radio, and I was in my dorm room. I think I'd just taken a shower. I was in my jammies. I don't know, getting ready to do some homework or something, and I heard it on the radio.
And Angie, you were playing Barbies.
Probably. I'm sure of it.
You say, who's John Lennon anyway? I know that song.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.